Das ist Fintech and Beyond von EY, Financial Services Deutschland. Der Podcast für alle, die am Fintech-Startup-Ökosystem und der Digitalisierung der Finanzdienstleistungsbranche in Deutschland und Europa interessiert sind.
Welcome to the latest episode of our EY Fintech and Beyond podcast. Your go-to source for all things related to fintechs and the transformation of the financial service industry. This time we are sharing insights from the first ever fintech festival in Berlin, FIBE Fintech Berlin, organized by Messe Berlin in close collaboration with Berlin Finance Initiative, Berlin Partners and media powerhouse Handelsblatt. Amidst the positive energy of this event, we went out to capture the thoughts, impressions and expectations of visitors and exhibitors over the course of 2 days. Hear from industry experts, fintech visionaries and policymakers as they discuss the world of fintech's current state and its vast opportunities. Get ready for an exciting episode of EY Fintech and Beyond. My name is Peter Fricke and together with my colleagues Gian Bertoncini and Daniel Mullis from the EY Germany Fintech Practice, we are now looking for exciting discussion partners and new insights at the FIBE conference here in Berlin. Please mind the background noises and at times subpar recording quality of this episode, but we want to try to convey the energy and atmosphere of the conference in the best possible way. Enjoy and let's get started.
Our next guest is Lisa from the FIBE project team. Lisa, nice to meet you here. And yeah, maybe could you briefly introduce yourself and give us a first overview about FIBE and what you created here in Berlin.
Of course, thank you. Nice to be here. I'm Lisa, I'm 32 years old and in the event business, let me check, I think for almost 10 years now, so quite a long time. And yeah, this festival kicked off actually 2 years ago, and we brought together the entire industry. We engaged with representatives from fintech, banking, technology, and from the regulation system. And yeah, just try to understand clearly what the industry actually needs and what we should prepare to get something cool here in Berlin. And yeah, we made sure to involve everybody because we didn't want to just create another fintech event, but kind of bring the community with us and create it with them together. And yeah, we orchestrated a 2-day festival that blends business and lifestyle elements and is really keen on focusing on networking because we think that's the most important part on events nowadays and probably in the former time as well. And rather than showcasing products, as you see here, we're focusing kind of on the people and the narratives on stage.
Thank you. Yeah, first of all, the congratulations. I think it's impressive. I think it's the first year you created FIBE here in Berlin. What's interesting for us and also the listeners, what's your first impression or the first feedback after 4 hours that the event is in live mode now?
Yeah, actually, it is great, and I'm really, really impressed. Everything is running smoothly. The technology is working. People are here. They're getting together. They have smiles on their face, so everything is fine. I think the coffee lines are a little bit long, but if there is a barista, everybody is jumping to the coffee cart. But yeah, currently everything is fine, and I'm really excited to see how the day will go on. And tomorrow is the next day, so let's see.
Absolutely. You already talked about industry, the challenges and what's going on. So based on the initial impressions, what do you think are the key topics that people want to discuss or that fintechs have as challenges?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I would say that the ecosystem actually evolved substantially and it's now more structured and professional. And what I find really, really interesting, especially like in Germany, nobody cares if that N26 is actually a fintech or a bank. They really don't care. It's about convenience, it's about speed, tailored to their needs, and if it's possible, also cheap. So it has just to be convenient, and that's really, really important and a cool factor, and especially effective when you choose kind of a bank provider in Germany, rather than kind of going online and Googling everything, what's the best thing. So it has to be smooth. And a really cool takeaway, not topic wise, but just for our concept, is that actually the Späti concept really paid off. It's a really cool thing because it is like a late shop in Berlin. You can grab your goodies and your sweets, but there is a presentation area as well. And it becomes clear that people are here for exchange, and not only listening to somebody on stage, but actually exchanging thoughts after they come from stage.
I think what you mentioned is also about networking and to have a special occasion to do that. So in interest of next year, what can people expect next year? I mean, you kind of created a benchmark, but what can we expect next year from Five?
Well, I can't really reveal it yet, to be honest. I do have to keep my secrets. But I can say that that we will continue to combine the lifestyle and the business part, because that's kind of the key element. And we already received numerous partnerships, like inquiries, especially like one day before Five started. The phone was buzzing and everybody was like, okay, 2025, we want to be on board. So that's really exciting. And yeah, hopefully we want to expand the venue. So let's see on that. And yeah, I'm not ready to bid farewell to the Five Späti as well. So maybe we can bring it back next year, because I really love the idea.
All right. Thank you very much. And yeah, wish you all a great remaining event and looking forward to next year. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
So Philipp, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Can you quickly, briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Philipp. I'm a part of Native Teams. I'm currently working as head of sales for Eastern Europe. And here today I'm at FIBE. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of new people, learn more about their companies and networking for sure.
Perfect. And maybe can you share a bit more about Native Teams? What are you doing there?
Yeah, of course. So we are an employer of record solution that provides like an all-in-one use case for companies and individuals to be employed while working from anywhere and enjoying all the benefits of employment, like health insurance, pension insurance, all localized documents, and receiving their salaries in their local bank account.
Excellent. And why are you attending FIBE?
Yeah, so we are here mostly to build bridges, networking, getting to know other people, checking out the news in this industry specifically, because it's a very fast evolving one, and who knows, maybe meet new friends.
Awesome. And you already mentioned why you're here, and what are your first impressions after almost half a day of conference?
Yeah, so my friends, it's a nice event. It's very diversified. You can find a lot of different backgrounds of people that can share a lot of interesting stories and facts. Give a bit of advice as well, so I can learn new things, also try to connect, and we're gonna see where the path goes.
Great, thank you so much, and all the best for the next couple of days.
Thank you so much, I wish you a pleasant day as well. Talk to you.
So I'm here with Santiago Silesia from Raisin. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, so yes, I'm working as a strategy manager at Raisin, working mainly on all the strategic projects, supporting the CEO and CFO office mainly.
What are your insights of FIBE so far?
It's a great opportunity to meet amazing people, also listen from the biggest, let's say, entrepreneurs in Berlin, really good insights about how they create a fintech. And yeah.
All right, thank you very much, and let's talk soon.
Thank you.
Dann begrüße ich ganz herzlich unseren nächsten Gast, Philipp Sandor von Tengeny. Philipp, magst du dich und unserer Audience kurz vorstellen?
Sehr gerne. Ich bin Philipp, ich verantworte bei der Tengeny GmbH Business Development und Sales. Wir sind einer von den wenigen voll regulierten Kryptoverwahrern in Deutschland und sind ein B2B-White-Label-Custodian in Partnerschaft mit Banken, Fintechs, Retail-Brokern, und in meinem Hintergrund agieren mit unserer Krypto-Verwahrlösung, inkludiert mit der quasi regulatorischen Hülle und Regulated Framework Lizenz eben bei. Genau.
Danke, ja, dann ist ja so ein Event wie die FIBE für euch sicher sehr, sehr gut passend. Wie ist so dein erster Eindruck von der ersten FIBE hier in Berlin?
Kleines Klassentreffen, würde ich behaupten. Viele Leute aus der Fintech-Szene, immer mehr Krypto- und Blockchain-Themen auch anwesend und auch schön zu sehen, wie die zwei Welten ein bisschen miteinander verschmelzen. Guten Eindruck, schön aufgeräumt, schönes Format, muss ich gestehen. Und die ja, Key-Player, glaube ich, die man in dem Bereich treffen sollte, definitiv anzutreffen.
Danke. So von den Key-Themen, was sind so deine ersten Key-Takeaways? Was hast du gelernt und was sagst du, treibt gerade die Industrie besonders um?
Tatsächlich sehe ich den Ansporn und den Interest, die Nachfrage im ganzen Krypto-Trading-Team hoch ankommen. Dementsprechend natürlich auch die Frage von den meisten Partizipierenden hier, wie komme ich da überhaupt rein, was gibt es für Dienstleistungen in dem Feld, was gibt es vor allem für Schwierigkeiten, Hürden, regulatorisch gesehen, technisch gesehen, wie kann man da kommen. Und das sind so Fragen, die ich heute ehrlicherweise oft beantwortet habe.
Okay. Vielen Dank, dann noch viel Spaß hier auf der Messe. Alright, my next guest is Björn from Lendors. Björn, would you like to quickly introduce yourself and tell us a bit what Lendors is doing?
Sure, thanks a lot. I'm Björn. I'm CEO and co-founder of Lendors. And what we do at Lendors is we're identifying students from developing and emerging countries who want to study in Germany, and we're helping them to finance their studies.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, the first time on FIBE, what's your impression? What are your first key takeaways from the event?
I'm quite impressed. It's the first time this event is happening, I believe. And it's really quite something. The location is amazing. It's got a lot of speakers, a lot of participants from all areas of fintech. And despite being a only fintech-focused event, I think it's a great turnout and quite impressive. And in terms of the topics, it's really got everything from Gen AI in finance to how banks and fintechs can collaborate, wide variety of topics.
Great. I think we have to admit it's not the easiest time for fintechs. From the vibes here, what do you think? What is the outlook? Do you feel a spirit that it's really becoming better, or is it still a difficult time?
No, I'm quite positive. For us, we're always looking into the overarching interest rate environment and the macro situation, and things are looking good. For a while, it was a bit trickier to get access to capital, but lately it seems that things are opening again and we're quite optimistic.
Perfect. Thanks a lot and enjoy the rest of the event. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
So can you briefly introduce yourself and also the company?
Yes. Hi, my name is Alice Bucher. I'm head of marketing at TechQuartier and this is my colleague.
Hi, my name is Alice Rettig and I'm Chief Innovation Officer at TechQuartier. And TechQuartier is one of the biggest innovation and especially fintech hubs in Germany, located in Frankfurt.
Great. So what brought you to FIBE today and yesterday?
As I mentioned, as a fintech hub, it's important for us to be here, to see FIBE, to feel the FIBE and to see also the fintech ecosystem here in Berlin and represent Frankfurt here.
Great. And Alice, what are your key takeaways so far?
We had a lot of good contacts yesterday, really good conversations, and I think also lots of conversations that we can take further beyond FIBE and take to Frankfurt as well. I really enjoyed the keynote by Robert Habeck yesterday. I thought it was very inspiring and he said a lot of good things about the fintech scene and also startup scene in general all over Germany. And I thought that was very inspiring. And I actually also really just like the vibe and the vibe here and many interesting people coming together and also looking forward to the second day and many more good conversations.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your insights, Alice and Alice. Hi, Lena. Can you briefly introduce yourself and what you're doing at IKB?
Sure. Hi, I'm Lena and I'm working for the IKB Finanzierungsmarktplatz, and the Finanzierungsmarktplatz, the aim is to looking for the best solution for our customers. So we are matching the bank and the customer and looking for the best option in Germany. So we are working with over 250 lenders nationwide together, and that's our vision for platform business.
Cool, super interesting. And why are you attending FIBE?
We want to show that IKB as a traditional bank pursues an innovative platform approach in business banking. And through this, IKB expands their product portfolio so that we can offer tailor-made products for our customers, even if IKB, the risk management told us no, we can't make an offer, so that we always get a solution for our customers. Yeah.
Great.
And moreover, we offer ESG advisory, so yeah, we can support our customers with a green transformation.
Excellent. And now we are already at day two of five. So what are your key learnings, key takeaways from the last 1.5 days?
Yeah, that's a good question. We would like to be, let's be inspired by this innovative power of fintechs. And it was kind of a unique vibe here. So we think bank should take the chance to cooperate with fintechs, as we do with Fundingport, with our platform strategy. And we think that platform solutions can help to maintain long-term customer relationships.
Perfect. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you too.
So Wing, pleasure meeting you. Can you briefly introduce yourself and what you're doing over at Invest Hong Kong?
Yeah, thank you very much, Peter. So I work together with my colleagues in the Berlin office of Invest Hong Kong. And we're helping and supporting companies, startups, fintechs from all around the world to go and set up an office in Hong Kong and tap into the big market in Hong Kong. And we also promote the big upcoming Fintech Week in Hong Kong, scheduled for October to November in 2024.
Very exciting. And what's your main motivation to attend FIBE today and yesterday?
I think FIBE is a great event connecting Berlin with other hubs around the world, including Hong Kong. And I think we should deepen the relationship between Berlin and Hong Kong, because these two cities are really great cities, and a lot is happening there. Hong Kong is very diverse, as is Berlin, but also very innovative and a good location for startups and fintechs from around the world.
Excellent. And we are already at day two of the conference, so what are your main takeaways, thoughts about the last couple of days and maybe particular sessions you have attended?
Yeah, I mean, I was super impressed, of course, by Jimmy Wales' session last yesterday, the founder of Wikipedia, but also other sessions like on AI and regulation, really hot topics at the moment, which are at the forefront of the frontier of development. And I think I got very much inspiration by the people attending FIBE and by really inspirational speakers here. And I wish FIBE to be really, really successful also in the future, that we will have this kind of event in the coming years in the future in Berlin.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Wing, and all the best for the upcoming Fintech Week in Hong Kong.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Natalie, can you briefly introduce yourself and also what you're doing over at Barter Trading?
Hi Peter, I'm Natalie Richard. I work at Barter Bank. We are here at FIBE as a sponsor. Barter Bank has more than 40 years experience in trading, and what many people don't know, we are the pioneer behind the pioneers. Many fintechs work with us as a bank, and we do a good contribution to their business models.
I didn't know, very interesting. And what are you doing here at FIBE?
We are here with our Beata trading team. We are here at our booth, and we meet here many, many friends, and we meet new friends. And what I enjoyed most was the panels on the stages with really good speakers, with C-level speakers, and have many content for me and for for the bank as well. And yes, happy to be here.
Excellent. So you already answered the third question, so what are your key takeaways? So maybe I put in another one. So what would you recommend for other people who consider joining or coming to FIBE next year? Would you say they should come? And
yes, they should come. Book your ticket now. No. but I think it's a really good opportunity for Berlin, and I think it's very important to do this event next year too. And I think we from Barter Bank will support this on the next year.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Salut, Caroline.
Salut.
Pleasure to meet you. Would you briefly like to introduce yourself and also the company?
Sure. Nice to meet you here at FIVE. My name is Caroline and I'm working for N26. I lead investor relations and sustainability.
Excellent. And why are you attending FIVE this year?
Well, I mean, fintech is our ecosystem in which we live as an online bank. And we had one of our founders being a speaker here yesterday. So very exciting to see what it's like, what is the atmosphere, meet existing friends, partners, of people that we know from the ecosystem, and also get new ideas about projects and themes that are ongoing. This is quite true also for investor relations as well as sustainability.
Very cool. And lastly, what are your main, let's say, key takeaways from the last 2 days?
So I'd say interesting topics that have been covered on the stages. Both about companies and how they develop over time, as well as there was one talk that I heard earlier about financial well-being and how product can support customers in developing their financial well-being. So that's a good idea for my own sustainability project and something that I could pick up on, I would say.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Unser nächster Gast ist Toni von Deptist. Toni, stell dich doch vielleicht mal kurz vor und gib den Hörern einen Eindruck, was Deptist ist und was ihr gerade macht.
Hi, ich bin Toni, Gründer von Deptist. Wir sind eine digitale Forderungsmanagement-Plattform im B2B- und B2C-Bereich für Bonitätsprüfungen, White-Label-Mahnwesen und digitales Inkasso. Und wir haben Deptist vor ca. 1,5 Jahren in den Markt gebracht mit der Intention, für KMUs eine effiziente und Ressourcen, einfache Lösungen im Forderungsmanagement an den Markt zu bringen, um auch für Cashflow-Optimierung im KMU-Bereich zu sorgen. Wir sind in den vergangenen 1,5 Jahren auch mit dabei 15 Mitarbeiter gewachsen, betreuen über 100 Kunden, sind in verschiedensten Plattformen integriert und haben schon sehr hohen 8-stelligen Betrag an Geldern wieder in den deutschen Markt in die Wirtschaft reingeholt, was Firmen teilweise eigentlich schon abschreiben wollten. Von daher sind sehr starken Trend, gerade wenn es in die Richtung Integrationslösungen geht, um Ressourcen zu sparen, Cashflow zu optimieren, auch Treasury Management zu betreiben.
Ja, super spannend, da passt natürlich so ein Event wie die FIVE sehr, sehr gut. Das erste Mal jetzt hier in Berlin, wie ist der Eindruck?
Tatsächlich extrem positiv. Am Anfang waren wir überrascht, dass nicht so viele Leute hier waren, aber dennoch war es ein sehr viel besseres Format als viele der überlaufenden Messen, einfach vor dem Hintergrund, dass man sehr viele Entscheidungsträger als auch Gründer vor Ort hatte, was man doch recht selten hat. In der Regel hat man viele Dienstleister, die verkaufen wollen, wobei hier auf der FIVE war dann doch ein sehr hoher Anteil an tatsächlichen Gründern, auch von Scale-Ups und mit dabei sehr großen Fintechs vor Ort.
Danke. Was würdest du sagen, sind so die Top 3 Themen, die auf der FIVE dominieren?
Top 3 Themen auf der FIVE, also auf jeden Fall Integrationslösungen im Embedded Finance-Bereich, wie wir es auch selbst am Markt sehen. Ansonsten, wie schon erwähnt, die Themen rund um Cashflow-Optimierung im derzeitigen Marktumfeld, als auch generell Treasury-Lösungen und Ressourcenoptimierung.
Super, vielen Dank. Dann dir noch gute Zeit hier auf der FIVE.
Ebenso, danke.
Alright, unser nächster Gast ist Felix von Peil. Felix, magst du dich kurz vorstellen und uns kurz einen Überblick geben, was Peil genau macht?
Klar, sehr gerne. Also Peil ist eine Neo-Treasury-Management-Lösung, die quasi verschiedene Ansätze verfolgt. Beispielsweise Multibanking-Approach, dass ich meine Cashbestände von Konto A nach Konto B in einer Maske schieben kann, konsolidiert alle Transaktionen über verschiedene Bankkonten, wenn ich viele Entitäten habe, zu sammeln, zu konsolidieren und eben eine bessere Übersicht und Struktur darüber zu packen und zusätzlich eben auch noch ganz neu Automatismen, also sowas wie ein Zapier Connection beispielsweise zu bauen auf Payment-Ebene. Das heißt also, wenn Konto A geringer Summe X, dann schiebe von Konto B hin rüber. Genau, bauen ja, da jetzt ungefähr seit 6 Monaten effektiv dran. Genau, wachsen stetig und geht gut nach vorne. Als nächstes kommt ein Investment-Feature. Bleibt spannend, denke ich.
Ja, super, super spannend. Da passt natürlich so ein Event wie die FIVE sehr, sehr gut. Wie ist denn so dein erster Eindruck?
Ich finde es super. Ich finde, Berlin braucht sowas auch. Und gerade die Berliner Fintech-Szene. Ich bin ja jetzt schon ein paar Jahre mit dabei. Es fühlt sich deswegen an wie ein großes Klassentreffen. Also man sieht viele Leute, viele bekannte Gesichter. Ich hab mal in der Bank gelernt, habe eine Azubine getroffen, 14 Jahre später, hier auf der Messe. Wahnsinn, also ziemlich, ziemlich cool. Ich gucke in die Zukunft und frage mich, wie das Ganze noch besser, ich sag mal, größer kommerzialisiert werden kann, damit noch mehr Leute vielleicht außerhalb unserer kleinen schönen Blase noch aufs Thema Fintech gucken können.
Ja, danke. Stichwort Klassentreffen ist, glaube ich, ein ganz gutes. Was treibt denn die, in Anführungszeichen, Klasse gerade so um? Was sind denn so die Top-Themen aus deiner Sicht?
Ich beschäftige mich halt sehr viel auch mit Investment. Und hier ist relativ viel auch Investment vertreten. Klar, natürlich auch die ganzen Embedded-Lösungen, aber natürlich auch die Layers, die du irgendwie on top legen kannst, beispielsweise wie wir das machen. Ich glaube, es gibt eine ganze Menge schon von Brokern, von Bankkonten, von Geschäftskonten, von, weiß ich. Ich glaube, jetzt ist die Zeit der Third and Fourth Layers, die man da irgendwie rüberlegen kann. Da, denke ich, geht die Reise hin.
Super, vielen Dank und dann ja noch eine gute restliche Zeit hier auf der Vibe.
Vielen Dank.
Ja, dann begrüßen wir herzlich unseren letzten Gast hier auf der Vibe, den Armin von der MVP Factory. Armin, stell dich doch mal kurz vor und sag uns, was die MVP Factory macht.
Danke, Daniel. Ich bin Armin, bin Senior Business Development Manager bei der MVP Factory. Wir sind Venture- und Product Builder, haben auch eine Mutter aus den USA mit 4000 Entwicklern und wir bauen alles, was interessant ist, was disruptiv ist und was innovativ ist.
Super, vielen Dank. Das erste Mal Vibe hier in Berlin. Wie ist denn so dein Eindruck? Was sind so die Key-Themen aus deiner Sicht, die die Teilnehmer hier umtreibt?
Also alles innovativer. Für mich ein Highlight ist, dass wir endlich Institutional Crypto langsam auch in Deutschland bekommen. Die ersten Krypto-Unternehmen gesehen und DLT-Unternehmen, das ist super spannend. GenAI, großes Thema. Und dass es sich mitschwingt, es ist wie ein großes Klassentreffen in Berlin. Man sieht viele ehemalige Kollegen und Freunde. Ganz spannend.
Klassentreffen haben wir tatsächlich schon oft gehört. Ist ja eher was Positives. Wie würdest du sagen, wie ist so die Stimmung in Anführungszeichen der Klasse? Ich meine, du hast Krypto angesprochen, Kryptowinter. Siehst du es weiterhin als eher schwierig oder sieht man Licht am Ende des Horizonts?
Ich würde hier an der Stelle gerne jemanden zitieren, und zwar Larry Fink. Er möchte nämlich den gesamten Kapitalmarkt tokenisieren. Also ich glaube, bullischer können wir gar nicht mehr werden. Kryptowinter, Trading, das ist eine Sache. Die technologischen Fortschritte sind eine ganz andere Sache. Und vielleicht noch ein Side-Merk. Blockchain kann, glaube ich, viele Probleme von GenAI lösen, gerade was Deepfakes angeht. Das heißt, wir haben immer mehr Technologien, immer mehr Innovation und sie greifen auch ineinander.
Wunderbar. Dann dir herzlichen Dank. Noch eine gute letzte Stunde hier auf der Vibe und hat mich sehr gefreut.
Danke, Daniel.
And with that, we are already at the end of today's EY Fintech and Beyond episode, live from the Vibe Festival 2024 in Berlin, and we hope you enjoyed. We were able to capture a lot of feedback and impressions from different players within the industry and learn more about this highly interconnected and embedded ecosystem. A big thank you to all participants of this episode. We will link you all in the show notes. We hope you have gained valuable insights and looking forward to seeing many of you at the Vibe next year. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to learn more about the latest trends in fintech and digitization landscape, subscribe to our podcast, EY Fintech and Beyond. Stay tuned for continued insights into the future of finance and digitization. Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for the next episode.
Das war Fintech and Beyond von EY Financial Services Deutschland. Ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, mit uns die Inhalte des Podcasts zu gestalten. Meldet euch einfach unter der E-Mail-Adresse eyfintechandbeyond@de.ey.com mit Feedback, Vorschlägen oder sonstigen Anregungen.